Hey, Mama! If you're looking to have a deeper relationship with Jesus and searching for a community of Christian moms, I'm so glad you are here. I'm a Christian wife and mom who is passionate about helping mamas finally let go of the mom guilt and learn to live loved. I want to help mamas see that they are truly and perfectly loved, even especially in motherhood. Welcome back to the Live Loved Mom podcast. I'm Cindy, your host. I'm a wife, mom, and lover of Jesus. Let's dig into God's word together and get encouraged while we're on this journey of motherhood. Let's learn some parenting tips and mom hacks and learn how to raise our kids God's way. So, grab your coffee, listen on your drive to work, or maybe put that forgotten load of laundry back to wash again. Let's tackle mom guilt together and learn to live loved. Hey, Mama, how are you? I hope you are doing well. So today I wanted to talk about what does it mean to live loved, right? The title of the podcast is Live Loved Mom, and what does that look like? I first encountered the concept of living loved from reading a book by Lisa Turkis. It's called Uninvited, and it is a phenomenal book, especially if you are a recovering people pleaser like I am. I would highly recommend that you pick up that book. It gave me some great insight as to why I put so much pressure on myself about, you know, like being perfect, about making sure that everybody else is okay, and not truly walking in my identity in Christ. So, the concept of living loved means that you are believing in your heart and living every day, every moment, with the awareness that you are valued and deeply loved by God. Let's just think about how loving God is, because he is all-powerful, sent his son, right, took human form and died on the cross just for you. So even if you are the only person on earth, right, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believed in him shall not perish but have everlasting life," right? We listen to that verse and we think, oh yeah, God loves the world. But God loves you so much that even if you were the only person on the planet, he still would have sent his son to pay the price for your debt. Just thinking about that and knowing that you are so loved and so valued and so treasured by the Most High God, the Almighty, Most Powerful God, loves you so much that he sent his son. He took a lesser form, right? Became human, died on a cross for your sins. So it doesn't matter what your past traumas are, what your past situation, sins, mistakes have been. Obviously, if you are sinning or you have sinned, you ask for forgiveness from God, you repent and you turn from it. But that doesn't mean that you dwell in it. That doesn't mean that you carry it around, right? Cast your burdens on him because he cares for you. God loves you so much that he sent his only son to die on the cross just for you. Now, what does that look like as a mom? How do we live loved in motherhood? Well, I feel like society has a lot to say about who we should be as mothers and what we should be doing, right? We hear so much out there about Some are telling us we should be staying home with our kids. Some are telling us that we should be out helping financially if we stay at home. Some are telling us that we shouldn't use formulas, we should only breastfeed, we shouldn't vaccinate, we should vaccinate. So we have so much pressure on us as moms. And the noise can be very loud and culture. But the voice that counts, the voice that we should listen to, is the voice of God. And the way that we can find out what He tells us is through His Word. We have to go to the Bible. Whenever we're struggling with making a decision, whenever we're struggling with who we are, we go to God. So I want to read Romans 8. And I'm going to start in verse 31. This part is called God's Everlasting Love. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised? Who is at the right hand of God? Who indeed is interceding for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So nothing can separate us from the love of God. If we truly believe that, we will not allow mom guilt, mom shame to run in our head, to run in our minds throughout the day. If we truly believe that, we will not align ourselves with society and what society says that a mother should be, but we will align ourselves with who God called us to be and who God says we should be. So I want to give you the freedom to let go of the mom guilt, to learn to live loved, because God truly loves you and cares for you. He knows your heavy heart. He knows the struggles that you're going through. He's interceding for you. You are not alone in this journey of motherhood. So, what does it mean to live loved? It's living every day and every moment with the awareness that you are immensely valued and deeply loved by the Creator of the universe. What does that look like in everyday life, in the mundane routine, and the busy schedules, and the parenting challenges? What does it look like when your kid is not listening and you're screaming at the top of your head to get them out the door? What does that look like? Well, mamas, it looks like trusting God. It looks like knowing that God is in control no matter what. Guess what? God loves you. He knows you. He knew you before you were even born. And the same is true for your son and your daughter. The same is true for your child. God loves them. He knows them and he knew them before they were born. So who better to go to and who better to trust than God when we are struggling with motherhood, when we are struggling with parenting, when we are struggling with behavior issues, when we are struggling with the busy schedules of life? We need to go to God. So we need to surrender control to our Heavenly Father and find our true identity in who He says we are, not what society says. Three things that I think helped me learn to live loved as a mom. And number one is realizing that motherhood is a gift and that children are a blessing from the Lord. So, in Psalm 127 verse 3, it says, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him." The enemy wants us to believe that kids are a burden, that they take our time, that they take our freedom away from us. But this is not true. The Bible says right here, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. So whenever we feel like children are not a gift and they are a burden, we have to realize that that is a lie from the enemy. No, my child is a gift. He's a gift from the Lord. It is my greatest blessing. I'm not saying that motherhood is not challenging, because it is challenging. But I think realizing that this is something that I prayed for so many years, something that I like cried for as well. And I'm here now, and I have a child. And yes, like, it can be hard, man, like behavior issues, being a boy mom. it's not easy. It definitely can be challenging, but realizing that your child is a gift and treating him like he is a gift from the Lord kind of changes your perspective, I think, when you're going through the tough times, you know. So that's one thing that has helped me to realize that motherhood is a blessing. Motherhood is not a burden. And it is not taking away my freedom, because my freedom is found in Christ. So that's one thing. The other thing that I realized is that I need to surrender my child to the Lord. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's not. Because as a mom, you want to make sure everything is okay with your child. You want to protect them. You kind of want to be where they are. But we can't, right? Because first, okay, let me tell you. Mom guilt for me started the moment I found out I was pregnant, okay? I had a drink the night that he was conceived. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, you're not supposed to be drinking when you're pregnant. And of course, the day of conception, I had a glass of wine, and that made me feel horrible. So from the first time I found out I was pregnant, mom guilt started for me. Okay. Then it was through the pregnancy, right? When you're pregnant, you can't eat certain things, you can't do certain things. That also brings some guilt on yourself and some pressure on yourself. And then through birth, right? You want to have the right birthing plan and all of these things that we put pressure on ourselves, but also that society puts pressure on us as well. All of these things, we need to surrender them to God. And it was such a relief for me. And okay, let me say this. It wasn't easy. It was not easy to kind of let go of the reins, but I was struggling so much with not knowing what to do with as a mom, that I was like, God, like, what do I do? What do I do? And He was like, this is my child. Like literally, He created him. So I'm just like, God, this is your child. You know what's best for him. You protect him. You take care of him. Just work through me. So it's kind of like letting go of the reins and letting God take over, which can be scary because you're not in control. So if you're someone that likes to be in control, it's letting go and letting God. Okay. And A verse for that is Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. You guys, I thought that I would have I thought that I was gonna be pretty good at parenting, okay? Like, I've always been good with kids. I've worked with kids a lot. I basically raised my sister because we're like 9 years apart. But this motherhood thing is challenging. And boy, is it so different when it's your own child. It is not the same. So I literally had to not lean on my own understanding and rely on the Lord and let him take over. That's letting go of the mom guilt and letting God just take control. The third concept is realizing that I am perfectly loved, even in motherhood. So that means that even when I mess up, even when I'm not the best mom, when I lose my cool, God still loves me. Now, that doesn't mean that I just, you know, keep screaming at my child. That doesn't mean that I don't try to seek help if it's like past traumas and stuff. But it also means that while I'm working on myself, while I'm going to therapy, while I'm, you know, doing all the things, it means that I'm walking with confidence. I'm walking differently because I know that God loves me. So really, it was rooting my identity in God, rooting my identity in the fact that I am truly valued by God. Whatever you're going through, you're not alone. Don't let the devil isolate you. Our identity is not found in the world. It's not found in our past mistakes or failures or trauma. The voice playing in our head can be so loud, but let me tell you, it can be so wrong, especially if we don't seek God, if we're not reading our Bibles, if we're not surrounding ourselves with Christian-minded women. If we're not praying, this is one of the reasons that I wanted to start this podcast, is because I feel like as Christian moms, we are struggling, right? We're struggling with raising our kids the right way. We're struggling with making God a priority. We're struggling with surrounding ourselves with the right people. And we need to stand up and do what God has called us to do. God has called us for such a time as this. God has called us to stand up for what is true and to do what is right, especially in society today. He has called us to raise the next generation. He has called us to raise disciples. And we need to step up to the task. Okay? So, let's not isolate ourselves. Let's not believe the lies of the enemy. Let's go to God's word. Let's spend time with other Christian women. Let's spend time in prayer. And I mean fervent prayer, not just, you know, let's, you know, not that God doesn't listen to all our prayers, but I mean really being specific about what we're praying for, using the word of God when we're praying for things, going to God's word, making God a priority. Those are all the things that we need to be doing as mothers that believe in Christ. Those are the things that are going to help raise the next kingdom children, the next kingdom kids. So what does it look like to live loved in motherhood? It looks like surrendering control to God. It looks like finding our identity in God. It looks like walking in freedom, you guys. We don't have to walk in fear or in guilt. We just have to trust him and let go. Let's let go of the mom guilt and let God, because he knows what to do. He knows what's best for our children. He knows what's best for us, right? So let's go to him. Let's go to the word. Let's surround ourselves with other Christian women. You guys, so many things in our society today that are upside down. But we can help each other by supporting one another, by praying for one another, and by surrounding ourselves with other Christian women. Okay, going back to Romans 8. Romans 8 was written by Paul, and Paul at the time was in Corinth writing to the new believers in Rome. What happened was in Acts 2, after the Pentecost happened there, some of the Jewish that became believers went back to Rome and started spreading the gospel in Rome. So this letter was written to the Jewish believers as well as the Gentile believers in Rome. He talks about the freedom that we have from sin, and the concept of being free and being loved so immensely that God gave up his son is something that I can't even imagine, because I know for me, I'm not willing to allow my son to take anyone's price or guilt or debt. So I'm definitely not willing to have, you know, to give up my son for anyone. But God, the whole Bible is a love story. The whole Bible is a love story between God and us as humans. From the beginning, God created Adam and Eve, and before the fall, they had the perfect relationship with God. After the fall, we have been separated from God, and because sin occurred, it has kept us separate from God. Our sin does not allow us to be in the presence of God. God is so holy that he cannot have or tolerate sin. And the Old Testament, the way that we or believers were able to have a relationship with God was by sacrificing animals to pay for their sins. After Jesus came, he was the ultimate sacrifice. He was the spotless lamb that was slaughtered for our sins. Just imagine that you are someone that, just imagine that you committed a crime, and you know that you've committed that crime, and it's really bad. So you know that you've been arrested, you're going to court now, and you already know the judge is going to find you guilty. He's going to slam that hammer down, and you're going to be sentenced to life in prison. But when that moment comes, instead of him saying guilty, he says, your price has been paid, your sentence has been paid, and you have been forgiven. Because that's what happened. That's what happened when Jesus paid the price, the ultimate price for us. He took on our sins. He took on our past sins. He took on our present and future sins. Paid the ultimate price for our sins. That's how much God loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his son so that you can have everlasting life and be in perfect relationship with him. When Christ was on the cross and he said, God, why have you forsaken me? I think in that moment, that's when for the first time he was separated from God. Before the beginning of creation, God the Father and God the Son have always been in unity. And because of sin, Jesus had to be separated from God. And I think about me when I, after I gave birth to my son and I had to go back to work. And I think about how heartbroken I was. I think about how I cried. I'm not, yeah, I cried. I cried going back to work that day. I did not want to leave my kid. I felt like my heart was torn apart. And that's like 1,000 times more, you know, than what I experienced. I don't know if you had the same experience as a mom, but that's like 1,000 times more than what I experienced on that day going back to work after giving birth to my son. That's how much God loves you, that he was willing to send his only begotten son to die on the cross, to become the ultimate sacrifice, to take on your sins so that you can be found innocent. Satan is there accusing you, saying this is what she has done. And Jesus is there saying, I've already paid the price. You are deeply, perfectly loved, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what you've done. You are deeply, immensely, and perfectly loved. The enemy wants you to believe that you are not loved, you're alone, and you will never be enough. But let me tell you that it is a lie from the gates of hell. Do not believe the lies of the enemy. We're no longer believing the lies. We're taking back what the enemy tried to take away from us in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I pray that it has blessed you in some way. If you found value in this episode, or you know a mama who could use some encouragement, please be sure to share the episode with them. Would you take just a few minutes to leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It would mean a great deal to me if you could let me know what you thought of the episode. Be sure to follow us at Live Love Mom Podcast on Instagram. And if you haven't already, come join us in our free Live Love Mom community on Facebook. Let's mom alongside each other and continue to learn to live love.